We talking about practice. Not a game, not a game, not a game. We talking about practice. It's easy to sum it up. We just talk about practice. I mean, listen, we talking about practice. I mean, how silly is that? Man, we talking about practice. We talking about practice, man.
Yes, indeed. We are talking about practice, Chico's only locally produced sports talk radio show. I am Jarrell. I got the homies with me. My partner in crime, co-creator of the show, Derek Isamaki.
Yo, what's good, party people?
And of course, we got our resident degenerate, the one, the only, Rudy.
What's up?
You know, we're just surviving, man. We're just surviving. The Super Bowl was yesterday, so we're going to have to spend a little bit of time there. Before we get into that, I wanted to tell all of you, if you have an Instagram, you should be following us already. And if you're not, what's the deal? Follow us, we'll follow you back. TBP, not a game. You'll get all sorts of exclusive content there. And you don't want to miss my man Derek Isamaki's Minutia Minute. You've been putting in a lot of work on those. Those have been great. You want to give the people just a quick rundown of the general idea behind it?
I mean, for the most part, you all know me as someone who just goes off on rants on certain things, and I have a hatred. You know, my grinds my gears. I've been a staple of the show for a few years now.
Yep.
And it's me just expanding on those, I guess, to a certain degree, you know?
Sure.
And I just go off on, you know, it's not things that maybe annoy me. It doesn't have to be things, just things that in life that I need to talk about, you know? So many times, you never know where they'll go.
That's
you know,
correct.
We've had many topics on there. That you know, and there's never gonna be a set goal on topics. It's just gonna be whatever I feel like talking about for roughly a minute of your time, and they're usually irrelevant and have zero place in your life, and you don't need them whatsoever. They don't provide any real knowledge, I guess.
Sure. No,
yeah, just tidbits of life.
Yeah, no, I appreciate it, and they've been a huge hit. Our audience has really seemed to enjoy them. I've been getting a lot of good feedback just out and about. People just telling me, yo, I love the Minutia Minute. I'm like, yo, thank you. That has nothing to do with me. I literally had nothing to do with it except for Derek going, hey, I have this idea. I was like, cool, you should start filming it. That was my input. And you've taken the baton and ran with it.
Got some good ones coming up this week for y'all.
Excellent.
So, yeah, I mean, there are always so many things to talk about.
Yeah, I don't want to give too much away, but he breaks down sandwiches, why people should eat the pizza crust, some things that we can't talk about on radio. But yeah, they're not, if you're like, oh God, I don't want another political view. This is not that.
No, nothing like that. Yeah.
It's very lighthearted in nature, but I think
I go hard on the lighthearted.
Yes.
Thing. I go
your
very
passion
hard
behind about, it is yes, what sells it. So.
Exactly. On the minutia, I go hard on that minutia.
Yeah. Okay?
The details is where it matters. The small details are what irks me the most.
Yes, exactly.
Yeah.
And make sure you're checking out our podcast. And if you're into football at all, and we're talking the real football, not American football, make sure you're checking out Foot and Mouth. You are going to be doing episode 4 this week.
Episode 4 coming out this week, yeah.
So,
and I mean, if you want to call it soccer, I feel like we shouldn't be ashamed to call it soccer because the English called it soccer first and we just adopted what they said.
Okay.
And they just got all hoity-toity about it and said, oh no, we're calling it football. No, it's like, no, you all called it soccer first. We're just following suit. So up yours.
So rants like that and more. If you follow us at TBP, not a game on Instagram, follow us. We'll follow you back. All right, boys. The Super Bowl is over.
So we should talk pickleball first, I feel.
All right. Do you want to break down pickleball?
Yeah. I played pickleball for the very first time this past weekend. Always kind of thought down on it a little bit. I'm not going to lie because I go to the gym and it takes over the basketball court.
Yes, which is
and
so
it
annoying.
It does. And it's always when I go to the gym. It's like my time at the gym.
Yep.
I have a time I can go to the gym. It's time I always go to the gym. It's usually when pickleball is there.
Yep.
And I hated it. I had a strong disdain for it. Everyone that played has like stupid little pickleball with your stupid paddles. And it's like not fake tennis, like not real ping pong. What are you doing with it? You know, it doesn't make any sense to me. And then I played it. And oh my gosh, I'm hooked.
Oh, wow. Boy.
It's so much fun, and I apologize to all the elderly people I made fun of in my life because I thought you played pickleball and you're stupid and that's all you could ever do, but oh my goodness.
Pickleball is fun.
It's hard. I was getting schooled by like 65-year-old dudes at the pickleball court, and my ass hurts like it's never hurt before. Like, I used muscles. Not that way. It's just the glutes itself, the glutes, you know? Like, I've been, you know, I had a really strenuous squat workout, but it's, like, just in my glutes for some reason. I don't feel in my legs. It's just my glutes.
Interesting.
Yeah, because there's a lot of, like, pivoting, you know, you know, side movement and stuff, so.
So are we going to start practicing pickleball?
I guess
pickleball
I got to now. I'm going to
go beat up on the elderly folks at the gym?
I'm not yet able to do that. I couldn't, like, me and my boy, we severely brought the median age down of that court tremendously when we stepped on there. And we're both 30. We were just getting schooled by these guys. We were pathetic. It was sad. Like, we almost got shut out one game.
Man.
You know? And it was embarrassing. And I learned things like the kitchen sink. Just the kitchen. Can't go in there unless the ball goes in there first. But, you know, rules, technicalities. But, pickleball.
Pickleball, there you have it, folks.
New respect, y'all. New respect.
Right. I like it. Yeah. And that's why you all tune in to this very radio show.
I'm just saying, ladies out there, you want a good glute workout. Pickleball.
All right.
Guys, glutes are in there, okay? You want to have a fat ass these days, okay? It looks good. PHAT fat and FAT fat. They go together this situation, all right?
Again, that's why you tune in. The day after the Super Bowl, we break down pickleball. Let's talk a little bit about the football.
We do have to. Because, I mean, the snacks on Super Bowl Sunday are, like, the best.
So let's start there. Yeah. What was your spread like?
I mean, we didn't have, because it wasn't that much.
But yeah, of course.
My bean dip was a must. Have to have my bean dip.
You make excellent bean dip.
We love our, you know, my sandwiches. So what do? We got deli meats and proper sandwich rolls and made sandwiches. We had little sub sandwiches.
Nice.
And we also made wings as well, which shout out to my sister Janelle. She knows how to make some wings. That lemon pepper and spicy garlic come in clutch.
There we go.
So, yeah. How about yourself? And then the candy assortments, obviously. Have to have peanut M&Ms. Then we also got a little crazy pretzel M&Ms as well. Woo!
Wow.
You know, keep it spicy. And then Rolos, you know. I'm a class. I love my caramel and chocolate together. Yes. Rolos is a classic candy for me right there. And then, you know, beers. Yeah.
What is it? 2.4 billion pounds of wings are consumed on... on Super Bowl Sunday,
I mean, I feel like we give a lot of turkeys credit for their sacrifices on Thanksgiving. I think we need to start giving chickens in particular, a due process of like salute to you,
shout
chickens.
To them.
And imagine how many chickens have to die to get you full off chicken wings.
That's true.
I mean, each one, because you get they each have to give you two legs and two wings. You get four from each chicken, so that's a lot of chickens right there. 2.4 million. So that's divided by four is math I don't want to do on air.
It's a lot.
Yeah. I mean, it probably is a very easy calculation. You're going to have to do is just 4 divided by 2.4 and get rid of the zeros because it doesn't really matter. But again, not going to do that here because we've already learned our lessons.
We don't math on air.
Don't math on air.
My spread was similar. We had some pizza involved. We had two charcuterie boards. But again, it was pretty small gathering, so we didn't go all out like we have in Super Bowl past.
I will say, though, I feel like Super Bowl Sunday is the day that you just got to go all out. It's not the day for light foods. You want to get heavy.
Greasy.
I feel that greasy is nice.
Yeah,
you were at the spread. That was your same. No,
I was at a different spread.
Okay, well, let's hear yours then.
It was a little bit different.
What are we talking about?
At my buddy Darren's house, and he bought this $100 sushi spread.
Ooh, okay,
which is kind of classy, but it was great.
I feel like sushi can work, but
And then some chili, you know.
I mean, I understand
cheese dip.
I understand why Darren brought the sushi.
Yeah.
Makes sense.
Yeah.
I'm not trying to be racist, but we can't help myself right now, okay?
But it was good. It was good.
Now, for your chili, I'm actually had made a chili is very important to me.
Uh-huh.
Now, your chili, what type of meat was your process?
I did not make it, so I don't know.
Okay, but I mean, you ate it, though, right?
Yeah.
Are we talking ground beef?
Okay, all right, okay. At least it wasn't turkey chili. That's like a godforsaken sin on this planet. Now, why would you do that to us? I don't need leanness with my thickness, okay? I'm getting thick turkey, thick chili, I'm sorry. I don't need no lean turkey in there to try to balance me out. No, I'm not looking for balance today.
The more
no balance.
Fat, the better.
Yes, that's all we're looking for right
I'm
now.
With you.
So, okay.
I'm with you. In regards to the game, I wanted to ask you guys a very simple question. What was worse yesterday, the game or the Super Bowl ads?
I mean,
I love the game because I wanted
to. Well, you won money. Yeah, that's the only reason.
But yeah.
It was. It was a very lackluster game. It was unfortunate that the best, most exciting time, the cameras weren't on it. Talking to you, Streaker. I hate how cameras do that. I know we don't want to give those guys shine. I know that we're not trying to endorse it. But here's, I mean, I think what we should do, every game, there's a sniper on the roof, okay? Not with a real gun, but with enough to take you down. And we get you a chance to, like, running out. You can get out, get your shan, but then you get sniped. You get sniped out there, and you get to deal with that pain. If you die, you die. But it's not a deathly bullet, but it could kill you. So there's a potential. So I think if you want to risk it for the biscuit, go for it. But you could die, and I'm okay with that.
I think
give them all the shine they want.
I've had similar ideas to you, and my idea was you put a not so distant retired linebacker on the sideline, and their one job is to take out said streaker.
Yes, that would be nice. And with full pads and everything. I want him getting leveled. Like, you want to be on the football field? Here's what's like on the football field,
and he wears like a security football uniform, right?
I mean,
with all black and the yellow security on the back as his name.
That could definitely work.
And then he handles it. And you have the cops all running out there, of course.
They'll not need it. Let him be. I feel like give him his shine. And then we make...
Well, I'm saying let the person get drilled first. Now, this
oh,
does...
Oh, yeah, then arrest him.
Did you guys see the video of the guy getting tackled?
Yeah. I mean, he got hit, but it wasn't until the cops piled on that he really, like, it looked real painful. And he shook one, too.
I mean, you always win my heart if you shake a security guard. If you make a security guard fall, I'm on your side. I'm just like, go, man. How many more
can you get? But this is why we get a LeVar Arrington, because LeVar Arrington can still get it. We get a former.
I mean, it's
got to
be like that. Like maybe a college guy who didn't quite get it, but he's still an animal out there. But like, want to eat? Like, here's your. Like,
you have someone who has been on the precipice,
have more of them.
Or
I think
a former.
Have multiple. I think they should have at least four, one on each corner, and they just combulge on the dude, so he gets four way hit. That would be the way
and
to
it's
do
2021,
it.
So let's be progressive and let's get some women involved.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Let's
strap up some women with some football pads and let them go after the ladies.
I mean, because I feel like it would be unfair to have a woman streaker get hit by no. So we have women. Well, the same. So, eight people, four guys, four girls, and if it's women's sugar, women go, and they're built up, they're ready to go.
And I don't think you need to create a huge budget. You just increase your security budget by just a little bit, and there you go, problem solved. You film the whole thing, so you can run the gauntlet. But do you really want to get hit by LeVar Arrington full speed? Arrington at 50 is still more scary than most people in their early 20s.
I mean, Lawrence Taylor is still scary as hell.
Yeah.
So I mean, either way, or a sniper too. I'm still on my sniper idea.
Okay.
I kind of like it. I'm not
totally against the sniper
because I like the possibility of death for that person to come to him.
Okay.
I don't want it to happen, but I like that there's like. You could die if you do this, and you have to live with it. Well, actually, you don't live with it. You die with it.
Yeah,
it's a short-lived experience.
Yeah, I agree.
Yeah,
I agree.
But I still like the idea of getting hit, too, because that creates great content. Either way, we're getting great content out of it. You're welcome,
100%,
NFL. Yeah.
Let's do it. I like that.
I think they need to, I don't know. I mean, I get why they don't want, I mean, I can understand, like, the production, like, we don't want to, but again, make the punishments harder for these people, because a lot of them are just going out there for that one, like, I don't really care about sports whatsoever. And I'm pretty sure the same dude that did for the World Cup.
It was the same guy?
Yeah, I'm pretty sure it was the same guy.
How does he keep getting tickets to things?
I think it was that dude. Yeah. He's finally able to get tickets. I mean,
it was him?
I think, because I'm pretty sure I saw that on the guy's swimsuit.
Way.
Yeah, he was wearing like a pink swimsuit. I'm pretty sure it said that the Vitaly on there. Yeah. So, doing his thing, man. That,
him and his ex-girlfriend did it at the most recent World Cup, too.
Yeah, the World Cup. Yeah, the final game, I believe it was, wasn't it?
It was the World Cup final.
I mean, that's like the biggest, that's the most viewed sporting event ever. So, yeah, might as well go for that one. This is the second one, So.
Can I hit a quick grinds my gears since we were talking about Super Bowl commercials? Sorry, that was a little low. Should we turn it up and do it again?
I
apologize.
Respect the Peter.
Yeah, apologize. Here we go, one more time.
No one really grinds my gears.
Super Bowl commercials that just appeal to the fact that we're in a pandemic. Listen, we got it. This year sucked for everyone. Even people who made money in the pandemic. Pretty crappy year overall, I would say. And I don't need every commercial reminding me of that fact.
Yeah.
Stop profiteering off our suffering, okay? The Jeep commercial with Bruce Springsteen, oh my God. That was so heavy-handed.
Tough, yeah.
So heavy-handed. Like, we got it, okay? And I understand a couple commercials wanted to go that way, but where was the funny yesterday?
Very lackluster out there. Yeah, they tried to, and it just,
There was the M&M commercial, maybe. That was a point of laughter.
Yeah, that was okay. Got a slight chuckle out of me. The Doritos ones was okay. I don't know.
But not to the standard that I've come to expect from Doritos. Yeah. Doritos almost always delivers.
All the time. Yeah. I mean,
the Tide commercials from a few years ago.
The one where they didn't even say their name. They should have done that one for the Super Bowl because that was a way better commercial. Like, we don't have to say your name. You just eat those. It rhymes with Speedos or whatever like that. We know what it was. Yeah. It was brilliant. You didn't have to say the name. I thought that was the way to go. Instead, they did this. I mean, it was trying to be funny, but also, I got to give this one too, okay? I mentioned it on, was it last week's show when I got mad at Kraft Mac and Cheese trying to have black people on the commercials?
Yes.
Black people doing, mayo! Are you kidding me? They had him with mayo!
Yeah.
Like, I get it. We're trying to be more progressive, including black people into our audiences, into our what we're viewing out there, into the commercial world, and you saw that, and that's fantastic. Mm-hmm. You're not getting into my mayo, though. I'm just saying, okay?
I mean, that was pandering.
Yeah.
Like, let's bring black folks in on mayo. And let me tell you, there are some black folks that eat mayo, just not a lot that I know of.
Yeah, I think it's kind of I'm up here, it's a little more country up here, so I feel like there's a lot of, you know, country mayonnaise. They feel like they go hand in hand, you know? Like banjos and country, you know?
Banjos and racism.
I mean, the banjo is from, actually was a music country from Africa, but
We're splitting hairs here.
Yeah. But I'm just like, yo, I was like, you know, sorry, man. I, same with me, because I'm down in L.A., it's ranch.
Right. Yeah.
What is mayo?
Right. No, I'm with you. Even though mayo is in ranch, but
it's different. It's not to say they're the same, though.
No, they're not.
It's like saying tomatoes and ketchup are the same. You know?
Yeah.
Like,
no, I get that's it. Fair.
Yeah. All right.
That's fair. Do you guys want to talk Tom Brady? I mean, he wins again.
I mean, it's just
he's
amazing.
Awesome.
He's
great.
He is spectacular. But at the same time, he's been on a lot of good teams. You know, he's got a lot of help around him. I think we love to give credits. Whenever they win, quarterbacks get way too much credit. Whenever they lose, they get too much.
And I wanted to talk about that. How in the hell, when your defense holds Mahomes to not scoring a touchdown for the first time ever in his career at any level, you still can't get an MVP on defense?
I mean, I really should, like, Tom did something like class, like, yo, man, this goes out to the defense. Come up here, Devin White. You're the captain of that squad. You all deserve this because, I mean, mainly it was the front four because, I mean, Jason Pierre-Paul, Ndamukong Suh, Shaq Barrett.
They were monsters.
I mean, we mentioned it last week. You're allowed a left tackle. Kansas City, you're starting
that's
left
why
tackle.
We all picked, you and I picked the Bucks because their that, offensive
that line.
Line.
And you saw what happened when Green Bay didn't have their dude, Bakhtiari.
Yeah.
That front four was able to get again pressure with just four people
and the whole
game. That is
every single play.
I mean, you saw that stat where Patrick Mahomes almost ran for 500 yards,
497 yards, avoiding the rush yesterday.
I'm tired just thinking about that.
Yeah.
Oh my goodness.
Yeah. And try running 497 yards with monsters chasing
you. And you got turf toe as well.
Yeah.
I mean, shouts to Patrick Mahomes for what he did out there because it honestly felt like he was alone.
He was getting no help.
Like, drop pass.
Kelsey drops that huge third down, which swings all the momentum in that game. He is literally horizontal to the ground, throws a 30-yard dime into the end zone, bounces off dude's face mask.
He was better in the air throwing than he was when he was on the run, I felt. It was, crazy what this guy was doing. And like I said, I hate refs and stuff, there is some really, really rough calls that went against the Chiefs in that game. Some really just phantom calls that, I mean, it's Brady. He gets the love. It's like, you know, LeBron gets the love in the games. Brady gets the love in the games. When you're a champion, you've been there before, you've earned that.
Yeah.
Not, I don't say you've earned that, but you get it, whether you've earned it or not. And
you get the superstar calls.
Yeah, you
I get that.
So that was tough.
But it was ridiculous.
I mean,
that
didn't,
half.
The refs didn't, they didn't change the game. It was good. They were going to lose no matter what. Chiefs couldn't get anything going whatsoever on offense.
But
go for it.
But I don't feel bad at all because last year against the Niners, the Chiefs were getting all the calls throughout the whole game. So it's kind of, you know.
I guess.
Turnaround's fair play, right?
Yeah, exactly.
Oh, man. That was an ugly, ugly, ugly game to watch. What was the funniest thing from the Super Bowl yesterday? Would you say the streaker or?
I will say, honestly, it's got to be the weekend going through the House of Mirrors. That was entertaining. A lot of good memes have come out of that one now. I don't understand why everyone's giving so much hate right now for it. I mean, I did feel it was weird that you saw. I did see one joke. I can't take credit for it, but this is the most time you've ever seen this many masks in Florida being worn. So I was like,
true,
that was great.
Facts,
the weekend's mustache. makes me uncomfortable.
He does look weird with it, yeah.
It makes me very uncomfortable.
It's got a very rough. Yeah, it's not the most becoming. People can pull off mustaches. He's not one of them.
He's not one of them. It makes me super uncomfortable, and I don't know why. His whole outfit, the whole Michael Jackson impersonation, wasn't a big fan of that, but overall, to do a performance of that magnitude when you can't really dance, still pretty impressive, I would say.
Yeah. I mean, it wasn't spectacular. I mean, everyone's like, oh, Les Jus is so much better because you had J-Lo and Shakira. It's like, well, they're like performers, you know, like legitimate, like,
dancers.
I mean, The Weeknd is, a performer to his own right, but not that level. It's like, you know.
I have not watched.
It's like asking a stand-up comedian to do a strip show tease for you. He's a performer, he's not a stripper.
Right.
You know? Like,
I haven't watched many halftime shows in the recent history. And this, I mean, that's usually my time. I've been sitting in front of the TV now for 2.5 hours. I want to take a break. I want to get up, drink a beer, go use the restroom, whatever the case may be.
I was a big, halftime game, like we get our own little halftime game in, you know?
Go throw a little pigskin 15
minute,
around.
That was always my thing, so I always missed them. So I miss a Janet Jackson boob incident.
That was one I caught live.
I'm mad about that one. I didn't catch the boob one.
Really?
I missed the boob.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, I missed Janet Jackson boob. The whole world saw it but me. And my boys here outside playing.
Changed my life.
Yeah. I mean, that can't. What do you mean change your life, man? It was 2003. You were like 25 at that point, man. If that took you that long to see your first boob, I'm scared for you, Rudy. Wow. Internet was out there long before that, man, okay?
Oh, man.
But shouts to Janet Jackson, that boob I missed.
Shout out.
Yeah. What prop bets did you win yesterday, Rudy?
The two prop bets I hit was the anthem over.
Oh, yeah, and
then,
heavy
and
over.
And then the coin flip heads all day.
Oh, wow, you went heads? Wow, always, loser.
Dude.
Wow, you went heads. Tails never fails, man.
I'm
just saying, tails never fails.
Heads won.
There's
yesterday.
Nothing good that's for heads all out there. There's no good rhyme for heads.
It doesn't matter.
Heads puts you to beds? No, that's lame. Tails never fails. I'm sorry, you got to go with tails never fails every time. I mean, you got money, but I feel like it's tainted money.
Also, CBS.
Like, that's tainted money right there.
We're going to spend that much money on cameras and camera gear and cameramen. And we cannot have a single camera focused on the Gatorade dump. Come on, man.
Yeah, that was rough.
Dude,
I mean, I saw it was blue.
It was blue.
Yeah. Also, we have cameras on the line of scrimmage nowadays with those pylon cams. Why the hell didn't we get, lines down that? There was that questionable call on the offsides, and we got a terrible view on it. I'm sorry.
That's way off track. That was horrible.
I totally went back to the game. I didn't mean to do that.
No,
it's
fun.
Irking me a little bit.
It's fun.
We got views galore, and they don't use them.
Also, I'm with you. Also, Tyrann Mathieu, how about actually say what Brady said?
Yeah, that was a rough move by him. Like, dude, you can't, at that point in time, you got to just never be on the internet ever again.
Yeah.
You can't be allowed back on.
Yeah, I'm not going to say what.
And then you delete it? Come on, dude.
Don't ever call out Tom Brady, dude, especially during the Super Bowl.
I mean,
call him out, but whatever the exchange was, when you're asked about it, don't coy away from it.
Brady's got mics all around him and in his helmet. He's gonna have everything that can be heard.
Everyone knows what he said.
He probably just got a little itch, you know?
Yeah. Yeah, that needed to be scratched.
Yeah.
And Brady did that.
He scratched it all night long.
Brady honestly didn't play particularly amazing. But
I mean, he had a good first half, and then he didn't have to do anything after that.
Yeah,
you know,
pretty much.
I mean, that defense was just... It was just like... It was honestly, it was rough. Like, every single time the Chiefs got the ball, there was still that sense of, they can still do it.
Yeah.
They've done it before.
Yeah.
But then there wasn't as well, because it was like, dude, this defense, they're not stopping them. They can't stop this line.
They can't stop the run.
And the receivers just felt like, I wish we had a better view of what was happening downfield with their coverage, because it's just like, we only saw Mahomes running around, not like how good was the coverage down there.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Because it's like, usually at some point in time, you're going to find something. Like Tyreek Hill, you're saying how quick he is. You couldn't get open for a split second.
Right.
It's like every time they try to do screens, they were like lackluster attempts. Like, I'm going to look downfield for 8 to 10 seconds, and then I'll dump it off to you. It's like, commit to it or don't.
I'm with you. All right, boys. We have our Sundays back. So that's
exciting. Yeah, no more football. End of football.
Yeah. This is always a weird time of year because I miss it, but I'm also happy to not have that commitment on Sundays. But I also am like, well, now what do I do? Especially on a rainy Sunday, it's like, Rainy Sundays during football, it's like, all right, no problem. Yeah, I'm going to sit here. I'm going to watch football with a couple of my friends and order food to be delivered to my door and be gross all day. And now it's like, if it's a night, if it's rainy and it's a Sunday, I guess video games? I mean, I don't really know.
Because at least with football, you feel like you're accomplishing something. Like, yeah. I'm with the rest of America right now.
Right.
We're all being fat and lazy together.
Right.
I love
right.
it. And then when you're on, you're playing video games, you're like, dude, I'm a selfish, you know, SOB right
yeah,
now.
Yeah, this is not like, accomplishing anything.
I'm not doing anything.
This doesn't serve anything.
No.
I'm
I might
with
as well
you.
Be sitting on the toilet right now. You know?
That's more productive.
Speaking of my toilet, I wasn't at my toilet for the past 4 days because I was down at my parents' house for the Super Bowl. And I miss my bidet so much. Oh, my gosh. Wow. I am like a bidet lover from here on out. I never want to wipe my I never want to wipe my ass again. I never do. My hand should never go near my butthole ever again. Never. I have bidets for that these days.
Yeah,
I'm telling you, man, it's life changing. You're welcome to come over and try it.
I might have.
I mean, I'm not gonna give you any free time, but you can try it once and then get one for yourself. You know? Like, I respect my throne as
hey,
you
bro,
should.
Can I come
you know?
By today around 2?
Yeah, pretty regular around 2:30 in the afternoon.
You I do a little BM in the PM, baby. Yeah. You know? My bowels, you know, I got down to the science these days. You know.
Oh man. Well, I am. I will say, I am looking forward to having Sundays back to do whatever I want. It is just, it's a little nerve wracking. It's always the first couple Sundays, and then I get used to it.
I mean, I would say we could go golf, but like weekend golf is so expensive, especially over at U Bidwell Park. I'm calling you out specifically because those prices are ridiculous on the weekend.
Oh, pro tip for all you golfers out there. Go on Super Bowl Sunday because no one was out there.
There you go.
We went golfing. We went to Skyway, little six-hole par three, and we played three rounds. No problem.
Really? Wow.
Yeah.
Nice.
There was
zero people. I mean, from
I mean, there was like five groups out there, but everyone's nice and spread out. Yeah. You know, so we were never like running up right behind someone or right in front of someone.
So you got a full 18 in then, did you?
I think we got 16 in because we skipped from we went from 6 to straight over to 2
gotcha,
twice.
Gotcha,
you know,
yeah.
So that's the move. Pro tip moving forward: go on Super Bowl Sunday. A lot of people are cooking. A lot of people are prepping, getting ready for the day, whatever the case may be. Already drinking, however it goes down. So that's a good day to go golfing.
100%. I like it.
Yeah. Yep. Yeah, I am looking forward to having the free time. Before we jump off football for probably a while, unless there's some major trades made, I do want to get our way too early Super Bowl predictions for next year.
I mean, is Brady going to be the favorite again?
Well, right now, I believe Kansas City's favored.
Okay.
Right. Let me see. I'll look this up while we do this.
So Kansas City would be favored. I mean, the Bucs definitely going to be up there. They just won. They still have their team. I guess a lot of the Panthers. You think are going to be up?
Packers.
I was like, the Panthers. We're nowhere near there yet. No. I think whatever. If Deshaun Watson makes a move, that's definitely going to have a big influence on what happens. Right. I mean, like if he went to like the Colts or something, I think that puts the Colts as a very high contender or even San Francisco if he finds his way over there. It just depends on what San Francisco gives up for him. If they have to give up, they can't give up their defense to be able to get that guy.
No.
Here we have it. Chiefs plus 550, Packers plus 900, Bucks plus 900, Ravens plus 1,200, Bills plus 1,200, Rams plus 1,200, Niners plus 1,400. That's
1,400. All right.
My pick is I'm going Bills. I feel the Bills, they got, you know, they tasted, they know what losses, what losing's like in the playoffs, and they're going to come back. So, Bills.
Bills and who?
Ooh, that's right. You got to pick two people to go to the Super Bowl. Can't be from the AFC. So I guess I'm going to, you know what? What's his name? Just got himself engaged. Aaron Rodgers got himself a nice little fiance.
Really?
Yeah, man. Shailene Woodley.
Who is that, by the way?
I have no idea. I just know I was with people last on Friday night when they went to school with her. So like, oh, Shailene's getting engaged to Aaron Rodgers. Huh. And she's a famous actress, apparently.
Gotcha.
Is she?
Famous enough that I would never know about her, but everybody else does.
Gotcha. Yeah. I mean, I've never heard of her.
She's not in our realm of famous, I feel.
God, yeah.
She's been in, like, you know, I don't know what movies. I can't tell you.
Yeah, her face doesn't look familiar, but again, I don't, you know, I'm probably not the source to go to on these things. I don't know anything about celebrities. Like, that is one area of, like, pop culture that I'm at a total loss for.
I mean, they're irrelevant. I mean, they're, you know, yeah, who cares?
Yeah, that's fair.
Yeah. They like to make themselves relevant, but they're not.
She was okay. I do remember her from. She was on Real Bros of Simi Valley. She was on an episode of that.
You got her filmography up, do you not right now?
Yeah.
Come on, let's get a little action.
Divergent.
Work. Okay. Never saw that.
Divergent number two. Ooh,
love that one. That was a really good one.
The Fault in Our Stars.
Oh, that's types of movies.
Okay. The Descendant.
That's one with George Clooney, right?
Big Little Lies is probably her breakout hit, I'm guessing.
Okay, all right.
She was in a Black Eyed Peas music video.
Okay, so maybe she's not that famous then.
Yeah. Yeah, I mean, she's obviously has some level of notoriety.
Either way, Aaron Rodgers got himself... didn't he just break up with Danica Patrick like a month ago? Wow, man, you moved on quick, putting a ring on there.
Hey, good for him.
Hey, Rodgers family, let us know what's going on. Oh, wait, they don't talk to him anymore.
Oh, yikes.
Man, that was rough. Why did I go
all right, we're
going
to get to our... Back up! Yeah, let's relax. We still kind of... We don't want to burn that bridge. Maybe we get his brother on the show at one point.
On the Bachelor, man. Or Bachelorette, whatever one you want. Loved you.
real quick, this is FM 90.1 KZFR Chico, people-powered community radio for the Sacramento Valley, the foothills, and beyond. Want to thank you for listening to us this evening. Also want to thank it Pullen Cyclery, providing self-propelled transportation and non-polluting recreation. Pullens has been serving the Chico community since 1918 at 801 Main Street in downtown Chico, and they can be reached at 342-1055. All right, Rudy, your Super Bowl predictions?
Let's see. I got the Bills as well. I think they played great this past season. Josh Allen is a beast. Stephon Diggs is a beast. All they need is a running back, so we'll see about that. And I got my boys, the Niners. Depending on quarterback, I mean, I don't really care who's playing at quarterback. Just throw the damn ball with your eyes open. We got our defense coming back. And we'll see. Hopefully. I'm knocking on wood because I don't want to jinx my own team. But let's go.
I like it. You know, I want to go against the Chiefs just because going 3 years in a row is really, really difficult. But if Patrick Mahomes comes back healthy, I mean, they're just so damn good. I would like to see the Chiefs Niners again.
Oh, that would be nice.
Yeah.
Nice little rematch on there. I can see it.
Okay, the Niners... What are we going to do for quarterback? Because we now have the worst quarterback in the division, so I don't really know what you do there.
Wait, did you get Kirk Cousins?
No, we still have Garoppolo.
Yeah. Right. Well, yeah, it's so bad.
But Kirk Cousins, oh my God.
I mean,
don't do that to me.
Okay, I kind of like
Kirk's not, is he that bad?
He's horrible.
We're in the same situation than we are, except he's slightly less attractive. Yeah.
I mean, but he's a little bit better, I feel. You know? I feel like you get less attractive, you get a little bit better. You know? Anyone that's less attractive is always going to be a little bit better at the sports, I feel.
The only thing...
Because Jimmy G's relied too much on his face.
Yeah, but Peyton Manning is less attractive than Tom Brady, and that's...
Tom Brady grew into his attractiveness. Remember, we talked about this. If you come in hot, you're not going to be good. If you come in ugly, then become hot, then you're good. Jimmy G didn't grow into his hotness. He was hot coming in. He was already getting flamed up. Everyone was fluffing him up way too much, saying you're way too good looking. Tom Brady, did you see that guy? That guy was like, seriously. Like,
dad died in college.
I mean, the dude was rough looking, and he still was rough looking for like the most half of his career. Yeah. That picture profile of him for all the years of his career, it's spectacular how much that guy is looking way better as he gets older. It's like jawline getting way more defined, you know, hairline looking way better. I don't know what's going on with that man, but them kids kissing is doing the right stuff.
And with that, ladies and gentlemen, Derek Isamaki gets you caught up on the news.
When news breaks in the tri-state area or the world.
Breaking news. Derek Isamaki has breaking news.
That is right, y'all. Time for the news. Now, I have a tough place to go right now because I don't know how I want to start this off. Do I want to start off funny? Do I want to start off sad funny? You know what? Sad funny. We're going to start sad funny first, guys. Okay? Now, obviously, when I say sad funny, it's going to be very dark. And someone's dying. And I'm laughing, unfortunately. Not unfortunately. I wear it with pride. So, fortunately, for a New Jersey man, he got himself stuck in the snow in his car. Happens apparently where it snows. I don't know what that's like. I don't want to live in the snow. I like to visit the snow. I never want to live in the snow. The snow, too much for me, man. I don't like the cold. just not right for me, you know?
Same.
And it's slippery. It's, you know, I can, I take, the, I, just, I, yeah.
It's just too messy.
Too messy, slippery, yeah. I like to visit it, not live in it. Unfortunately for this New Jersey man, he lived in it. So what happens? As he's going to work, gets his car stuck in the snow. Now, as he's trying to get his car stuck, he's able to get cops over, and they come over to tell him, like, hey, we're going to get you a tow truck to get you out of here. Now, as they're doing this, the man is revving his engine and trying to rock his car back and forth to get it out. Now, the cops tell him to stop doing that, said, we'll get you that tow truck, and we'll get you out of here. The man ignores, disregards the cops' advice, continues revving his engine. Now, as the cops leave the truck to go call the, leave the car to go call the tow truck, the car engulfs in flames and engulfs the man, killing him.
What?
The cops were unable to get him out of there because the car was engulfed in flames so quickly.
Oh, man.
That they couldn't even see the man inside the car because of the smoke. Dude. Was so thick. So, unfortunately for that man.
Rest in peace.
I'm just saying, man, when you got cops telling you not to do that, yeah, to get your tow truck out of there, get out of the car, or I mean, stay in there, it's probably cold. Then I said the officers obviously tried to open the car door, the doors were locked. So the man really set himself up for failure right there. And it's kind of tough for me. I feel bad for him. I feel sad for his family that they had to live with such an incompetence. Actually, not anymore. That was rough. I know. But you know what?
That's life.
If you can't handle the kitchen, if you can't handle the heat, get out of the kitchen. Once again, I can never get him right at the first jump. Now... I'll go on to one more, which is, again, much more lighthearted, but again, is that the lightheartedness of someone's incompetence. They're not dead. These people are still alive. So, okay. For those of you who were like, not again, Derek, can't do that to me twice, you're not. Now, I don't know if you've heard the story yet about Gorilla Glue Girl. Anybody? No?
No.
No? Okay, well, you're in for a treat, y'all. You're in for a treat. Now, there's a social media influencer by the name of Miss Brown, Miss Jarrett Brown. I'm sorry, Tessica Brown. Now, she's a, you know, has a fashion, and she's trying to get her hair to stick. Now, obviously, gel, hairspray, not good enough. What does she use? Gorilla glue. Lady puts Gorilla glue, washes it, puts it in her hair. At this point in time, is unable to get it out right now. We're talking a weekend. Pretty much going to have to shave her head completely to be able to get this stuff out. Because Gorilla glue, not meant for your head, y'all.
Wow.
Not meant for your head. Now, luckily for her, she is a social media influencer, so she has blown up incredibly. So her TikTok has just gotten 60 million views of her putting Gorilla Glue in her hair. So if y'all are looking for a good time at somebody else's expense, Tessica Brown is your girl putting Gorilla Glue in her hair. Jeez. She's probably not going to have it anymore. So hopefully she looks really good bald.
We'll,
or they're also rigs. They're wigs as well. You can wear a wig.
Yeah.
But maybe you look really good bald. Maybe that's your new look. And guess what? You never have to worry about your hair ever again.
True.
That's,
I feel,
fair.
Like for a woman, that would be like glorious.
Yeah.
Never have to worry about it again. I would love that.
Yeah.
I hope I look good bald someday. Get rid of all, you know?
Sure.
Don't have to worry about it anymore.
That's true.
Showerings are easy. I mean, I used to have the shaved head when I was a kid, but I don't feel like I can't do that anymore. I don't know. I'm scared too. So, Gorilla Glue. Good for gluing things together. Not your hair. That's not what I say. That's what Gorilla Glue says.
All right.
And I'm saying it too, because if you're, again, if you're if you're smart enough to get to put Gorilla Glue in your hair knowingly, then I'm okay with whatever comes your way.
Fair enough.
Whatever happens to you in life is your just desserts. And that's the news, y'all.
Thank you, sir. As always, informative. Now let's attempt to bring up your sister, because I think I did the phone lines wrong, but let's see.
Come on.
Aaron, are you with us?
How's it going?
Yeah!
Yeah! All right. I was nervous that I messed up the phones, even though I do this every week, and we've had success for the last few weeks. I just lost total confidence today. It was like a pitcher that gets the yips, you know? Like, you've done it 100 times, but then all of a sudden you just can't throw out to the first anymore.
Little Chuck Knoblauch action over here,
exactly.
Man.
Exactly.
Yeah, can't get over the first.
So your brother and Rudy just lamented about the fact that they don't want to live in snow. And so I wanted to ask you, your generation of Isimakis are from L.A., but you are now in Utah. What is your current snow situation?
Yeah, so it's not bad. The Utah Valley or the Salt Lake Valley gets some snow, but it's not like, you know, we have snow drifts on the sides of the roads or anything. So, I, you know, as someone who lived in L.A. her entire life, I'll tell you, it's really not that bad. I say come here.
Oh, okay. I mean, you're not like Park City, Utah, where you're getting dumped on, right?
So, yeah.
Yeah, exactly. Park City does get way more snow. So, yeah, the Salt Lake Valley, it's, and you get some snow, so you get, like, the good stuff with it because you live close to snow. You can go snowboarding.
Have you picked that up
yet?
Yeah,
it's not all over the place.
Have you gone snowboarding yet?
Well, no, but okay. I could if I wanted to. Yeah.
All right. I'm just letting the viewers know that, yeah, you're not snowboarding.
Maybe one day.
I feel like you're getting too old for this right now. At some point, you got to start now or you're never
going to No. It is never too late to pick up a new sport.
For Erin, yes. Okay, she's going to break a hip if she's out there. I just see it already, okay? I know her. She's not the most coordinated out there. So either start now or you're going to get hip problems really bad in life like me.
Yeah, I will not disagree with you, Derek. I am not the most coordinated, but I don't think you have to be that coordinated to go snowboarding. I've done it a few times. It's not rocket science.
That's right. You have gone snowboarding before. I forgot. I've never gone, so I'd probably die out there. I wouldn't trust myself. I think it's too late for
murder
me.
Murder you and make it look like an accident.
Yeah, I mean, you'd easily get away with it. It's just a slight little tap down the wrong direction and KO'd. Forever.
Absolutely.
Yeah. All right, Erin. Well, we need our hockey expert.
Puck yeah!
So, of course, we had to bring you on again, as we do every week. So, can you fill in our audience on what's been going on in the world of hockey?
Puck yeah!
Yeah, this is the only downside to doing a hockey update. So, hockey has started. It's been great. There haven't been too many games that they've missed. 33 games have been postponed. Unfortunately, 17 games have not been rescheduled yet. So there's really a wide variety. And so it's almost going to be more difficult to get a barometer on, you know, how well teams are doing. But they have done a pretty good job. They've been able to play most of the games. Tampa Bay is looking really good, which is impressive considering, you know, they did win last season. Is there a Stanley Cup hangover? I don't know, but they're still looking really good.
Yeah, they're 7-1 currently, looking real nice.
Yeah, they have not been able to play some of their games because of, you know, COVID protocols. So some teams have played like 13 or 14 games, and other teams have only played like 7 games.
Right.
So it's a little strange, kind of unfortunate, but they are working to get them all rescheduled. Another team that's looking pretty good is the Washington Capitals. Now, Alex Ovechkin actually had to miss 4 games because of COVID protocols, but they won 3 of those games. So that's looking pretty good for them. Like, they're a strong team even without their best player, so that's awesome. Also, the Colorado Avalanche, they're also looking pretty good.
Are you just saying that right now? I feel like you're just saying that. You've become a homer, kind of, Erin. We can't trust you on the Colorado Avalanche.
Listen, Derek, they're currently, you know, they've won seven games. They've only lost 3, tied once. That's not bad, really not bad. One team not doing well, the Los Angeles Kings. So, yeah.
Throw the Sharks in there, too, with us. Okay, the Sharks can be in there as well.
The Sharks are doing terrible as well, yeah.
Yeah,
the only team doing not as bad as the Kings is the Sharks, so.
Yeah, it takes all of us in that, Sharks fans.
That Pacific Division is really not strong.
It's pretty tough. The West Division is pretty rough right now. Now, you're going to break down a fight for us as well, isn't that correct?
Yeah, we had a great fight on the other day. Let's see, what it was, February 6th, so just a couple days ago.
Friday.
This was the Arizona Coyotes' Johan Larson versus the St. Louis Blues' Braden Schenn. This is my favorite, when they're playing and then you just see the gloves get thrown on the ground. Both guys throw their gloves on the ground.
Mm-hmm.
They throw their hockey sticks. They're ready to go. They start throwing punches, and Larson just punches Shen's helmet right off his head. Just 1-2 punches, the helmet flies off. It was pretty exciting. They got in a few good punches too before they fell to the ground. So the one fun thing about hockey is that fights are back.
Love it. I love that. And I say let's legislate fights in all sports back into the games.
Yeah,
absolutely. Yes,
100%.
Yeah. Yeah.
Especially
my
in
favorite is that the refs just come up and they're like, they're ready. Just, you know, they turn into like UFC guys, you know, just waiting to start to get in to break it up when it's time.
It is crazy that a sport does just allow you guys to throw fists at cuffs at some point in time.
I love it.
It is great.
I love it. Hockey's a great sport. Doesn't get nearly enough.
I need to get into it more, I feel. I really should.
Especially when the goalies fight each other.
Oh, that's always funny. Yeah, when they come out together. Yeah. Classic. Gloves come off. Yes.
Yes, I always love that. All right, Aaron, we have some bad dating advice questions, just two shorter ones this week. I appreciate everyone's brevity on this. You willing to help us out here?
Absolutely.
All right. Both people said I can mention their names this week, so really trying to get a message across. Ashley asks, she says, I've been in a long-term relationship, and lately my boyfriend doesn't seem as interested. Excuse me. He doesn't make a lot of time for me. He spends most of his free time with his buddies, and we hardly ever go on dates anymore. He used to buy me flowers or cute gifts almost every week, and I can't remember the last time he did that. What should I do?
One, I'm going to say, be vocal about that.
Yes.
Let him be aware of that. And if he doesn't start making efforts, he's not, and especially his long distance too, you're saying?
No.
Long term, I'm sorry.
Long term.
Okay, I'm dumb. So long term relationship, you can't let him get, don't let him get comfortable, not comfortable, but let spice it up. Do something yourself too. What are you doing to keep things interesting as well?
That's what I was going to say. Yeah. Can she plan something?
Yes.
Maybe drop a few hints?
Yeah, I mean, here's the thing. Find out a night that he's free and say, I'd like to do something and take the onus and plan something. And have a fun night for him that is stress-free for him, right? He doesn't have to be involved. Yes, sir.
Tips to girls right there. If you're a guy that you're kind of up and down with a little bit, not really sure, try reaching out yourself every once in a while.
That's what I would always say
because it's always tough out there. When every guy, you always have to be the one to initiate everything.
It's always the guy. You never take me out anymore. Yeah. You never plan anything. We never do anything. It's like, well, where's the effort on your half?
And that goes in the dating situation too, ladies. Not just in long-term relationships. If a guy is always constantly trying to do something and you say, and you're wondering what's going on, try slipping yourself, okay? Guys like it when you're being surprises that way.
Yes.
Just letting you know. It's nice flipping the script, and you'll surprise him. He'll like it. And again, if he doesn't respond positively, then you know what? That's maybe your cue that he's not interested anymore, and you should, you know, move on.
Yeah, and you also mentioned that he's bought you flowers and gifts that he used to bring home to you every week or so. If that's the case, maybe try going the other way and bring him home something you know he likes. It could be simple, you know?
A bag of chips or something, you know?
Yeah, hey, this is your favorite type of chips. Here's some Reese's Pieces. I know how much of a fan you are. Little things go a long way in a relationship, and they're also noticed when they no longer happen. So definitely mention it to him, but if you haven't planned anything, this is a perfect opportunity to plan something.
Things are slightly opening up out there. There are things to do.
Yeah. I mean, and you could get creative without being able to actually go somewhere.
Picnics are great things to do.
Yep.
Just saying. Bring a little bottle of wine, some sandwiches. It's a date.
Plan a night to do just board games.
Always fun.
Yep.
Yeah.
Yeah.
We need a board night.
Yeah. That's
we do.
Easy money.
Yeah, a game night right there. Yeah.
All right. The next one comes from Nathan. And this is a situation I think all of us have been in. Nathan says, I am meeting my girl's parents for the first time next weekend. And this was written last week. So Valentine's weekend, huh, is when you decided this is a good time to meet the parents. Okay. Though we have been together for a while, I am really nervous. Any advice? Don't smoke cigarettes in front of them, probably.
Not even before either, so you don't smell like it.
Right.
Yeah.
Right. Don't get hammered. Now, here's something to keep in mind, though. If the dad gets to drinking and wants to see if you can hang, it's okay to take a break. You don't have to go shot for shot if he's a big drinker. This is a mistake I've had friends fall into this trap before, where it's like the dad's almost trying to test him, like, can this guy really hang? How is he when he's drunk? You don't have to prove anything, okay?
Yeah. Good advice.
Be yourself.
Yeah. You know, and if you have any ridiculous tattoos, cover those up.
I guess he kind of advise on the parents, the vibes that the parents put off and how you're going to do it.
Yeah.
It's always tough because, this is... you're plowing their daughter, you know?
Oh, my God.
It's always going to be awkward a little bit, you know? But that happens in life. She's moving on, and she's blossoming into a lovely little flower, and you're the bee that's pollinating her.
Well, Aaron, you're married. When Nate first met your parents, did you advise him on how to act or anything like that?
Just be mindful of my mom. That's really.
Yeah, I mean, maybe I'm too close to the situation, but, you know, my parents are nice people, so I'm just like, yeah, you know, it's not that big of a deal. I think he was nervous, but, you know, my mom does enough talking for everyone in the family, so I just told him, be prepared, she's going to ask a lot of questions.
Right.
Maybe you could tell this guy, Nathan, ask him, you know, tell him to ask his girlfriend, you know, what are, like, some interests of her parents, so he can sort of prepare and kind of know what
to do. Great advice.
There you go.
That is great advice. Prepared.
With my mother, it was just, you know, she's going to ask you 1,000 questions. Be prepared to, like, not be able to put food in your mouth because she's going to not stop asking you questions.
Sometimes she gets a little invasive, I will say.
Advice from her.
Yeah. Too invasive.
Yeah, your mom likes to get real personal, like, within, I have 2 seconds of meeting you.
Yeah, I mean, yeah. Let's say, like, when I brought my girlfriend at the time back to meet them, she asked her about, like, her parents being divorced and whatnot. I was like, thanks, Mom. There you go.
Yeah, I wasn't even about that. You and I haven't ever dated, and I met your mom for the first time, and she got right in there.
Inappropriate things.
Yes.
Yeah. No, it was fun. I love your mom. I love both your parents. But I think that's really good advice on your behalf, Aaron. Is whatever the parent, her parents are into, get a little heads up. You know, what are your dad's hobbies, passions, your mom's hobbies, passions?
Also, Nathan, get either a bottle of wine or flowers for the mom.
Do not show up empty-handed.
Do not show up empty-handed. Something for the mom.
I would say flowers, because if they're not drinkers and you show up with wine, it could go kind of sideways.
True.
Yeah. Flowers are
your girl would tell you if they're drinkers or not, but flowers are always a good go-to. They love them, especially coming from you. And maybe it's a little something for the dad, too. Don't leave him out, too.
And if the dad is a drinker, find out what his favorite type of booze is.
That's easy money.
Like, hey, here's some flowers, Miss So-and-so. And hey, Mr. So-and-so, I heard you're a Scotch drinker. Have you ever tried this drink before? Oh, how'd you know? That's my favorite drink. Boom, you're in there, baby.
Yeah.
And then you already know what their interests are. Oh, I heard you're a big fan of Canadian football. Let's talk some Canadian Football League, you know? I don't know.
No one's a fan of the Canadian football. Not even Canadian football league, okay?
Yeah.
So,
Aaron, excellent as always. We will chat with you next week.
Sounds good. Talk to you later, guys.
All right, later, Aaron. All right. That's good advice.
Yeah.
You know, I think that's something that we can all relate to. Every single one of us has been in a situation where we've had to meet a significant other's parents or they've had to meet ours. And it's always a little nerve-wracking when you're having to be the person meeting their parents.
I'm great with parents. I know Zach.
I am too.
Yeah, I was great with them.
Parents always love me.
Older folks, dude, pump it out, man. I could be such a con artist against them, man. I really could. I have them in the palm of my hand all the time, but I love them too much, so I don't.
Yeah, parents are. I've always thought parents are pretty easy to win over.
Yeah.
All you got to do is be. I mean,
be chill, man.
Yeah.
Don't curse. Throw all your bad habits aside. Bring out what good ones you know about. You know,
right? Yeah.
You might not practice them. Just that one night. Fake it till you make it, baby.
Yes, exactly. We just got a few more topics to run through real quick. Derek, you tell me the order in which you want to do these, sir. Foot and mouth. What does Rudy bet on now that the NFL is done?
I want to know that right now.
All right, let's do that. Yeah. So, Rudy.
Yeah. It's tough, man. I mean, I have been betting on NBA here and there, but it's hard to.
Are you college basketball better? Because
I don't know one player.
Okay.
See, that's the thing. So I don't know anyone.
I don't know the betting world, but I've always heard the college basketball betting world is like a lot of fun.
Yeah, it is, but you have spreads that are like 15 to 20 points, you know?
Yeah.
And they hit most of the time. It's just that it just sounds crazy to me.
I had a buddy who won a lot of money, and that was his niche. And he wasn't even a college basketball fan, but he just found like some deficiencies and went in on it. Like, I went into his room and he had like spreadsheets after spreadsheets. I'm not even joking. Real, but he was a very obsessive person, so it wasn't surprising. All right, so some hoops.
Lightweight NBA, but I'm just going to jump on soccer again.
Okay.
Soccer heavy, which brings me to my picks real quick.
Yes, let's do it.
Wait.
Rudy. 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 Rudy.
Rudy!
All right, I got Man City over Tottenham this weekend.
Man City's been rolling.
Tottenham is just not playing. They're not showing up at all. They're injured, but who cares? Man City is winning.
Really?
So I got them at minus two, and I got a draw between Napoli and Juventus.
Ooh, big draw right there. Yeah, okay, yeah. That's a big one right there.
I like that. Okay, okay.
Juventus beat them last month 2-0 in the Supercopa, but they're playing in Napoli, so tough place to play. So I got them at draw at plus 385.
I like it. Yeah. All right, take that to the bank.
He knows the soccer, y'all.
Put that in your pipe and smoke it. Mm-hmm. Speaking of that, why don't you give the folks a preview of what is going on in the soccer world, my friend?
It's time we take a deep dive into the world of soccer with the man responsible for such flashes of brilliance as...
39 was last year, and he could barely, like, throw a ball out of a barnside.
It's time for Derek Izumaki's Foot in Mouth.
Yes.
Oh my gosh! Zlatan Ibrahimovic!
The ageless wonder. The ninth wonder of the world. A man who just cannot stop putting the ball in the back of the net. He's my favorite player.
He's a machine.
My goodness, the dude is non-stop goal scoring machine. Just scored his 500th and 501st club goal. Now this time for AC Milan, as they went on a thumping 4-0, where he scored two of them, like I said, 500, 501, versus Crotone. Now, this is an AC Milan squad that is right in the tops of the tables for Serie A, and if he's going to take him to that championship, wonders.
Oh, yeah.
Build a statue for the man 100% outside of that stadium.
Yes.
He deserves it.
Yes.
Juventus has been running that table ragged for the past decade. Ragged! And AC Milan has been on the verge of relegation.
Yep.
And what has he done? Brought them back into prominence, and he is doing wonders for them. So Zlatan, I'm buying a jersey. I have to. I have to.
Yeah.
The fact that I don't have one of them.
You should.
What I need.
I need one too.
He's the guy.
Right.
Zlatan, you deserve that. My goodness, the guy is just spectacular.
He just scores goals. That's
nothing,
all he
and they're spectacular.
Yeah.
All of them are spectacular in every way,
insane.
Shape, and form. And again, he's just the stud out there. His persona that he has, everything about him, he's fantastic. So Zlatan, thank you. Thank you so much. Also, one last thing I have to mention, because I went crazy. I went crazy this past weekend, y'all. Why? My Toffees! Everton tied with Man U over at Man U. Yep. It was a glorious day. 3-3.
Yeah.
What a game we had out there over in Manchester as the Toffees came in there. Oh, my goodness. We had ourselves a game. We had a fight. Mm. Man United, that team... They were title contenders. They had a chance to go up level with Man City if they take all points in this game. But nope. Not today, Man U. Everton. The Toffees are there. They're keeping you in check. You're not winning the title this year. Nope. Everton. We're cracking the top four. I feel it. Oh, my goodness. We can get to the top four. Slight chub going on, y'all. Slight chub just thinking about it, okay? Full chub if they do. Slight chub just thinking about it. My goodness. Everton, please, please, please. That was a glorious game. We should have won it. We could have won it. We should have. Dominic, Lewin, you had a chance to get the goal at the end of the half. Oh, it was so close. We could have been there. Oh, dude, we could have gone 4-3. It could have been a game. But either way, I'll take the point. That was a glorious point to get. That is when people don't get what ties mean in the game of soccer. People think that, a game can end in a tie. That's terrible. No. Ties can mean everything to teams.
Yeah.
Everything. And they can be devastating to others. It's a fantastic way to keep the game so much. Give teams that would never have a chance against spectacular squads to get up something out of them, to tear away from them and claw out just a point. It's a glorious way. It was a fantastic tie, a tie that felt like a win and a tie that felt like a loss for Manchester United. I loved it. Oh, gosh, I was screaming lights out when I was at home. My mom was a little scared, and I was with my Abuelita, too. It was a glorious day. Glorious day. Over in Everton.
Yes.
Liverpool is blue today and for this week. Yes! That's Foot in Mouth, y'all.
Thank you, sir.
More on it coming out this week, too. Wednesday, you'll get your next episode as well. Go into further detail of all the leagues going on. It is juicy out there, guys. So juicy. Like I said, Man City is the team to ride on right now. Listen to the man, Rudy. ride them high, ride them far. Take your money, y'all.
Let's go.
Yep.
Very good. Yes, make sure you check out the Talking About Practice pod. Wherever you get your pods, we're everywhere. Real quick, I just want to mention, holy bleep, Miles Bridges dunks. Every one of them. He is on a tear this year.
This combo, this Charlotte's Hornets team.
Yeah.
This
it's Don, fun.
This is, oh my. It's violent, dude. Wow, dude. I kind of feel bad for Lonzo because he's getting, like, dude, his brother is surpassing him.
Oh, yeah.
I think a lot of people who were following them closely always thought that Melo was the most talented of the bunch. But, my goodness, Melo.
He's just out there having fun.
Yeah.
Man.
It's awesome.
That's a fun team. And they're rocking the great unis, too. So
I'm
getting on a low-key Hornets fandom right now. never buy a jersey, though. Maybe Larry Johnson one. That's what I have to do. Larry Johnson. Larry Johnson.
Okay. Grandmama. Yeah. I like it. All right, ladies and gentlemen, that'll do it for us. We'll be back next week, same time, same place, right here.